Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN Listener Supported Community Radio. Tonight's presentation is How to Speak Human, written and directed by Tanya Bergen Stedman.
Mr. Rafferty. Mr. Rafferty. Mr. Jack Rafferty. Mr. Rafferty. Hello, Mr. Jack Rafferty. Mr. Jack Rafferty!
What?
It's okay. What? It's okay. You're okay, Mr. Rafferty. You just fell asleep.
Oh, yes. Well, I...
Please, follow me.
Wait a minute. Where the hell am I?
Please, Mr. Rafferty. Right this way.
Man, shake it off. Wake up!
Are you okay, Mr. Rafferty?
Yeah. Ow! Yes, I'm fine. I'm just super groggy. I just don't... Wow. You're really beautiful.
Well, thank you. You know, you're kind of cute, too, when you first wake up.
Oh, well, thanks. Are you a nurse?
Yes, I am.
I can tell by your outfit.
Yes. Mr. Rafferty, are you ready to follow me?
I've never seen a nurse wear shoes like that.
Mr. Rafferty, right this way.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
Right through this door, please.
Oh, okay.
Please have a seat in either chair.
Oh, okay, just either one of these.
Yes.
Well, okay, either one.
Yes.
Well, one of them looks considerably more comfortable than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll just sit in this one here. It looks more comfortable.
Okay.
Okay. This is a nice chair. Oh, I'm so tired for some reason. I can barely keep my eyes open.
Okay, we will be with you soon. Bye-bye.
Wait, be with me for what? Wait! Hey! What the? Hey! Oh, great, that's just great! What the hell? Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe I had an accident or something. I just can't remember. I feel like I'm asleep. Oh, come on. Snap out of it. Oh, damn it. Okay, I am definitely not asleep. What is that beeping? What is that? Oh, damn it, that woman was beautiful. What is this? Why is this light flashing? If I push this, does it call someone? Okay, I'm going in. Pushing the unknown button. Damn the torpedoes. Okay, here goes. Oh, Jesus H. Christ. What the? Hey, who is that? Who's out there? In there? Whatever. What? What? Oh, God, what's happening to me? I can't do this, really. I'm just so tired. I have to get out of here. Hey! Hey, let me out! Whoa, 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 my God. You're one of those... What the hell are you?
Greetings, Earth.
Ah!
Oh my goodness, my mother would slap my manners into next week. I am so sorry about that. Oh my, I should not eat tuna salad for lunch.
No.
Anywho. Greetings, human. Look, two chairs. Yes, I will sit right here in this nice, uber comfy looking one. Don't mind if I do. Yes, this is so nice. This is a good chair.
What? What is happening? Oh.
You know, it's just been such a long day. We come in peace. We no hurt you and all that. Heavens, Betsy's, my head hurts. Please, just sit down. Yes, I am an alien. Not because I'm from Mexico, but because I am from outer space. You can call me Al, for short. You know, like the song. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. Do-do-do-do. Do-do, come on, you know it. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. Do-do-do-do-do-do-da. That's better. Don't worry, I won't call you Betty. That would be just silly, okay? Okay, now I'm sure you have lots of questions. Al the alien is here to answer all of your questions. Would you like to ask me a question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm like the president of the town hall meeting. Nothing is off subject. Ask away.
Well, yes. Am I?
Yes, are you?
Well, where did...
Go on. Deep breaths now.
Are you?
Yes, I am here. Ask me anything.
Are you going to probe me?
What? Probe you? Oh, heavens, no. Why is it humans always want us to probe them? No. I am not going to probe you, and you can't make me.
I don't want you to probe me.
Then why do you keep asking? If you want to get probed, go see a professional.
But I believe
you call them proctologists on your planet. Hey, is this your cell phone?
Hey, that's my phone.
Well, cat's in my pajamas. It is your cell phone. How about that? Oh, would you like me to call a proctologist and make you an appointment for a probing?
Give me my phone.
Oh, I'm just teasing. Even we can't get reception all the way up here.
I want my phone.
Well... here you go. Catch. Good catch. It's fascinating how hand-eye coordination returns immediately upon viewing one's cell phone. Now, sit down in that nasty, miserable, uncomfortable chair. I have a lot of information to give you, and we are running out of time before my next appointment.
Okay. Ow.
There now. Are you uncomfortable?
Yes. You're right, this chair is terrible.
I know, I am so over it. Are you trying to take my picture with your cell phone?
No. Well, yeah.
Your camera doesn't work up here, silly. Okay now, are you ready to listen? Put your cell phone away before I take it back. So Jack, are you good at listening back on planet Earth?
What the hell is that thing? And who the hell is that?
Oh, never mind them. It's the secret word thing they got from a kids' show on TV. We just get so bored sometimes. Knock it off, you guys.
Why me? Why did you have to pick me out of all the billions of people on Earth? Make that stop.
Well, there you go. I think we figured out the secret word.
What are you talking about?
Listen, they're gonna toot their little horn every time you say the secret word, silly. Don't you get it? So if I say the secret word, you know what's going to happen.
What? What is going to happen? What secret word?
You know the secret word that makes that very annoying air horn go off? Well, I guess I could test it just once, you know, to make sure I'm right.
Just make it stop.
It might go off again. Are you sure you can handle it?
Whatever, yeah, sure.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, just do it, damn it.
Earth.
Okay, so I guess I don't want to say that word.
That's a good one, you guys. I never would have guessed it. Well, there you go. We will just have to avoid that silly little E word, okay? Alrighty. You just asked me about why we chose you. Now, most of the time, our selection process is totally random. But sometimes we just really need to talk to certain people. Why? Sometimes we need to talk to certain people more than once, you know what I'm saying? And you humans can be thick. Whew. You get brought up here over and over until...
Until what?
Well, quite frankly, until you either get it or you die trying. We keep track of everything right there on your cell phone. Or if you don't have a cell phone, we just plant a little microchip into your brain. Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jack. Jack, hey, stay with me here. This is the important part. Dang it, I really wish they would not drug you people so much. That is part of the problem, if you ask my humble opinion. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Here, smell this.
What? Hey, happy birthday!
Why, thank you, Jack. I thought you'd never ask. Don't mind if I do. Better! Now, are you listening?
Yes, I am. Of course, I really am.
Listen carefully. Pay attention. This is important.
Yes, I am so listening.
Okay, Jack, here it is. You, Jack, are special. Do you know why? Because you have been chosen to be part of a multi-galaxy sponsored program that is going to save your entire planet.
I am? Wow. Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Uh-huh. So this multi-galaxy sponsored program is called Nice Aliens Stopping Annihilation. Or NASA for short.
Wait, what?
NASA strives to re-educate a species like you humans who are desperately trying to blow themselves up.
Wait a minute. I thought NASA was a United States government space program.
Oh, it is. We just do this also.
So NASA is... Wait, start over again.
Okay, I know. It's tricky at first.
You said we're trying to blow ourselves up?
Oh, Jack. You have no idea.
I've never tried to blow myself up. Why did you abduct me?
Because you're human, Jack, and right now humans are all trying to blow themselves up, whether they think they want to or not. Now, NASA is a program that seeks to sustain a species, such as y'all humans, because y'all are worthy, believe it or not, as you go through the last six stages of transcendence that will eventually lead into the 13th dimension.
You lost me again.
Let's just say that the 13th dimension is where all the cool people live, and the first six stages of transcendence is the road to how you get there.
Okay.
Yeah. And everybody that already lives in the 13th dimension, well, we all want you to live there too.
Oh, okay. That's good, right?
It is good. Except, sadly, most worthy species blow themselves up right around the 14th stage of transcendence, which is where y'all are right now. So we're here to try to stop you from doing that.
So you are saying that we're going to blow ourselves up unless you... stop us.
Yes! Oh, I am so excited! I just knew you would get it right away! Glory be!
Who are you?
Me? Well, I'm a worthy species integration specialist. See? Here's my card. My card. Here.
Take it.
Okay. Al. Big scary alien dude.
or the Species Integration Specialist for NASA, alien ship near outer space, cell phone, 888-555-DORK.
Yeah, that's my voicemail, but I never check it. You can keep that card. It ain't like anyone is ever going to believe you. But it is a fun party prank.
Yeah, well, I'll just keep it anyway. So, what does a worthy species integration specialist actually do?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I have been specially trained in your current events, habits, rituals, and thought processes so I can give you a lot of very important information in a very short period of time, all while you are heavily sedated under the power of hallucinogenic drugs. And here's the thing, Jack. I want you to spread this information around. Write stories. Tell your grandchildren. Make movies.
Movies?
Yeah. Yeah. Movies are the best mechanism to spread the word that you humans have ever come up with so far. Glory. Before movies, it was so hard to make any of this stuff stick. I mean, try to get anything across on radio. Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Radio.
You just wait till you develop the digi...
What? Till we develop what? Wait till we create what?
Till what?
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 I don't know. You asked me.
I did.
Oh,
I did?
Oh, you were so silly. Anywho, we want you to know that there really is something out there you should believe. And it is all kinds of wonderful and beautiful. Just don't blow yourselves up before you get there. Okay? See? Hmm. That's the message. It's so easy.
Wait, how old are you?
How old am I? Really? Well, that's fresh. I suppose you'd say that I'm young by my species standards.
How old are you in years on Earth? I can't believe I fell for that again.
I can't believe you fell for that again. So where were we? We talked about NASA, and I gave you my card. We talked about the six stages of transcendence.
Wait, what was the six stages of stuff again?
Oh, well, we don't have enough time to go totally into detail about the six stages of transcendence, but suffice it is to say that you humans have recently entered the fourth stage of transcendence. The fourth stage is also known as the information assimilation stage. Uh-huh. You can thank your resourceful baby boomers and those smart kids with an agenda from Generation X for that. Criminy Christmas, y'all lingered in that third beat the tar out of each other stage forever. After those two nasty world wars, we almost left y'all behind. We were all like, just forget it. Mm-hmm. Y'all can blow yourselves up, right? Jack, did you know that has happened almost exactly 6,276 times since the first nuclear bomb was invented?
Are you telling me that humans on Earth... I mean, humans?
Yeah, good catch! Evade that secret word! Get it!
That humans have tried to blow themselves up 6,276 times since we invented the nuclear bomb?
Oh, yes. And you can add one more to that total over this weekend.
Humans are going to blow themselves up this coming weekend.
Oh, of course not. We have several very good preventation agents already implanted in the mountains.
Mountains? Which mountain?
Mountain? What mountain?
I don't know. You said that, and then I asked... I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, we're almost done, my goodness. We're already towards the end of page 21.
Oh, I need a drink or a shot. Or a smoke, or a lobotomy, or a huge banana split with extra nuts and whipped cream and two cherries.
Well, that can be arranged.
How about a bathroom? I gotta pee and possibly throw up.
Oh, certainly. That's what the red button is really supposed to be for. Just go over there and push it.
Okay.
Really? What do I do? Does this open a door or something? Is that stupid air horn going to go off again?
Oh, sorry. Good thing you reminded me. I almost forgot to reset it. There. There you go. It's all good.
You promise? It's not going to go off again.
No, you heard me reset it.
Well, okay, here goes. Pressing that crazy red button again. Oh, I can't believe I'm actually...
Oh my God, I can't believe it! I went for that with the whole...
Well, it worked. I certainly do not have to pee anymore.
Oh, God, you are just so priceless! Okay. Oh, my. Just look at the time. I gotta get you back.
Back? You mean I get to go back home?
Well, of course you get to go home, silly Willy. It's all pretty much painless. Everything that happened today will all seem like a fuzzy, dreamy thingy. Just remember, don't blow yourselves up, and tell everybody not to blow themselves up either, okay? Alakazam, Batman!
Okay. Don't blow ourselves up. Ooh, got it.
Okay. Aw, you sweepy.
Yes, I am very, very tired now.
Yes, you are. And you are just too cute. Now this has been a good time. Thank you, Jack. Oh, beautiful nurse!
You bellowed.
Please take Mr. Jack Rafferty back to the waiting room and bring me my next appointment right away. Oh my, I don't know how much more of this day I can take.
Certainly, Mr. Big Scary Alien Dude. Are you ready to go, Mr. Rafferty?
Woman, you are absolutely beautiful.
And you are absolutely asleep.
Wait! Grab his cell phone!
Oh, yes. I almost forgot.
Say cheesy.
Cheesy.
Alrighty. Oh, look how cute we are. I always wonder what they think when they see our picture.
Be right back with your next appointment. You know, they brought up that guy that used to be the president of the United States again.
Oh, no, not that guy again.
Yes, he's your next client.
Great. That guy is so thick, he never gets it.
I know. He always tries to grab me right when he wakes up.
Oh, my word. I am so sorry.
It's okay. I do things to him while he's passed out.
Get it, girl? Well, maybe this will be his last time, and we can finally get through that thick skull of his and make it stick.
Okay, well, maybe not.
Goodbye, Mr. Jack. Now, he was fun. How many more do we have for today?
19. We're almost done, thank goodness.
Okay, well... Next!
Yes, I'll be right back with Mr. Grabby Cheeto.
Hello, this is Bob Christensen with Scratched Up Radio Theater. I'm in the studio this evening with Tanya Stedman, the writer, director, and actor in tonight's play, How to Speak Human. Tanya, hello.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, which came first, writing or acting?
Writing, for sure. I've been writing since I was a kid. I did a family newspaper way back when, and I would write any chance I got to. I really liked it, and I had a couple teachers that really encouraged me. And, you know, that's really all it takes is somebody just saying, hey, you're pretty good. And so I always wrote. And then as, you know, you go through life, there's plenty of things to write about and write in. And so, I mean, now with a restaurant, I do a lot of stuff writing for that. I mean, be it Facebook posts or things on our webpage or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of writing to be done. So I've been writing for that as well. But this was my first actual play to be produced. And I write for our band as well. I write all of our songs.
Oh, okay. Well,
so,
wow. So you run the Moonstone Bistro kind of in your spare time? Or
spare time. Yeah. Restaurants are spare time jobs.
Yeah. So acting then came about when?
Acting came about, 5 years ago, and it was by accident. I jumped off the cliff and invented wings on the way down. I was talking about to some friends about how we need to put a Rocky Horror Picture Show here during Halloween, and somebody needs to do that. Somebody needs to start that. And then I get a phone call that, hey, they're doing auditions for the Rocky Horror Picture Show this weekend. And I had no time to prepare, not even that. I didn't even know how to prepare. I'd never auditioned for anything before. I was, but I thought, well, what a small town, it's going to be okay. Although I was terrified, but it was fun. And so I knew how to play the piano and sing a song to it. So that's what I did. And I couldn't believe it, but they hired me right away. And it was, they put me in costume and I got out there and I was Trixie on the Rocky Horror Picture Show and I was a phantom and it was a lot of, stockings and bustiers and pink hair. And it was just so much fun, false eyelashes everywhere. And it was just a blast. And so I have been kind of addicted to community theater ever since then.
Well, in this town, it's easy to get intimidated because we have a lot of fine talent. A lot of talent.
It's surprising.
And then directing, this was your first directing.
Yes, it is. I had never directed anything before, so I just tried to copy my favorite directors when I did it. Just and I got some help from Lisa Collins, who is a great friend, and I was grateful for that. So, but I think it came out okay.
I think it came out fine.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of running out of time. We just had a short time, so I'd like to thank you for coming in and sharing your experience.
We had so much fun. I have to tell you, we had a blast doing this, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to How to Speak Human, written and directed by Tanya Bergen-Stedman. Our cast included Micah Duclos, Michael Osa, and Tanya Bergen-Stedman. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have been unable to hold our usual community fundraising events. We would appreciate your making a donation at this time to help support our distinctive programming, like Scratched Up Radio Theater, stay on the air. Please go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or send a check to KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96084. Thank you. Let the children choose it. Let all the children.